USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oaxaca, Mexico Governor Alejandro Murat says at least 11 people have died and 33 more are missing from Oaxaca after Hurricane Agatha brought deadly flooding and landslides. Agatha, the strongest hurricane to hit Mexico's Pacific coast in the month of May, hit land as a Category 2 Monday. On day 99 of Russia's invasion into Ukraine, President Zelensky has claimed 243 children have been killed by Russia's military, and 200,000 children have been forcibly taken to Russia, including children from orphanages, children with their parents, and those separated from their families. Water restrictions began Wednesday for 6 million residents in Southern California as the state enters its third year of severe drought. Technically, most of Southern California is considered a desert. Residents and businesses must limit their outdoor watering to 1 or 2 days per week or to a set volume of water. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The president continues to remain without answers to America's major inflation problems.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline back to $3 a gallon. And we can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
President Biden's comments as more Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about rising prices for food and gas. Critics argued the president could lower gas prices in the United States by reversing some of his energy policies, restricting the production of oil and gas in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 9-year-old girl is recovering at a hospital in Washington State after being attacked by a cougar while playing hide-and-seek outdoors with her friends. The girl, Lily, was attacked Saturday as she jumped out to surprise her friends. The attack happened at a camp near Fruitland, about 70 miles from Spokane. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I, at the time, didn't fully understand.
The Biden administration's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN, and one of the reasons America's inflation continues to hurt. Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax says Yellen admitting she's wrong is really no comfort as the inflation problem persists.
This administration has, for the first time, admitted fault, and I don't think that that has happened to date. But, I mean, are we all surprised, really? This is what happens when you have an administration that is chock full of elitists and limousine liberals who have no real concept of what the real world is like in everyday America. So for her to originally come out and say that this is a transitory issue, that this will ease, without any plan, without any real know-how of how to combat this, while simultaneously the government spending just last year up to $7 trillion. Well, they never had a plan, and now they're seeing that they cannot excuse their way out of this.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.